opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Second free throw.
Hits them both! Four-point game, 2.2 seconds to go. The inbound to Dozier from half court. The shot is no good, and the Dogs will walk into the national championship game for the first time in school history. Gonzaga 77, South Carolina 73. The Gonzaga Bulldogs will play for a national championship on Monday night.
One more free throw for Joel Berry. It is up, and it is
no good. Rebound Meeks, kicks it to Pinson, and the Heels survive. Theo Pinson throws it high in the air, and redemption is just one win away for North Carolina. Monday night, it's North Carolina and Gonzaga for the national title. As North Carolina survives a scare from Oregon, 77-76, the final in Glendale.
All right, we've got a championship game tonight, and it's opening night, and it's Knicks Day. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Knicks Place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, Falcon A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master, if you want to get in. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Monday, and there's a lot going on. We are out here at Nick's Place, and if you are just getting off work, get your butt out here. Great place to watch everything tonight. And if you're going to go to the game and you want to pregame, this is the perfect place to do it, because if you try to go downtown, it's going to be a mess. So come on out here to Nick's. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that, man. Big sportsy day, huh?
Yeah, a lot going on. They've got pretty much every baseball game on every TV in here. So if you're a baseball guy, they got you covered. You got that little pesky basketball game tonight. It's going to be fun.
I love opening day and everything, but, I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is basketball's day still.
It is, and it should be. But this is still, it's one of my favorite days, sports days of the year, for that reason. There's just so much between the championship game and opening day, and there's so much going on that it's so much fun to be able to sit around and watch all the games. It's an exciting time, but
I don't like what they did yesterday, having like the faux opening day.
Yeah, but they've been doing that.
I wish they'd stop that.
I think it would suck if you were a fan of one of those teams. Do you really want to? I mean, that's just weird to me.
Honestly, why don't they just make the full opening day yesterday?
I wouldn't have a problem.
It's
with
a
that.
Sunday, like, you know, so anybody who wants to get out to the game could get out to the game. There's no college basketball championship on.
There's no men.
There's
playing.
No college basketball championship that's going to hurt your ratings on television. I don't understand it. Like you're just asking for your ratings to not be great for opening night.
Yeah, I don't understand why they do that, but it seems like Sunday would be a better day, and I'm kind of with you on that, because there was nothing else yesterday except some stupid women's golf tournament that Joel and Barry were talking about.
Dude, I was watching the Diamondbacks-Giants game, and when the Diamondbacks got the hit that tied the game, I celebrated, and my kid was like, "You want the Diamondbacks to win, Dad?" And I said, "I don't care who wins." I said, "I just don't want this game to end. And then I'm stuck watching the women's basketball game until until the next game starts." So, that's all that mattered to me was just make sure baseball filled up the entire time that the women's game was on. Yep. Almost did.
Almost did.
I ended up watching some baseball tonight instead. But, yeah.
Yeah, I zero interest in the women's game, although I think it was cool that UConn actually lost.
That is cool. I mean, how crappy are they? Can't even win 112 games in a row.
No kidding.
Lamos.
You might get me the first 111 times, but you're not going to get me the 112th. Yeah, but big game tonight. And North Carolina Gonzaga, and we talked about this, if it were this matchup, that I would probably pound North Carolina.
Hammer.
And it's already done. I'm taking all the money I won from South Carolina covering the other night and just rolling it into this.
Yeah, you probably felt pretty lucky about that one because it looked like things were getting out of hand.
Yeah, I wouldn't say lucky, but it was. They're not a team I expected to be able to make a good comeback.
Right,
and
so they were down 10 at half. You probably said, "Well, that sucks."
But they have played better offense here in the tournament, and once they got back in it, it was a little bit of a sweat, but it wasn't a. The last few minutes, I felt pretty
safe. Better. Yeah,
yeah.
And I mean, they just couldn't get anybody going offensively in the first half. And
no.
I mean, that's no surprise. They've got one good scorer, and he was horrible in the first half. So, but at the end of the day, I don't mind at Gonzaga and North Carolina. I think they're the two best teams. So,
and they have been throughout the tournament.
Works for me.
So, what do you think of that other game?
I thought that, Oregon should have never even been allowed to get back in that game, and North Carolina just kind of was a little lackadaisical in the last couple of minutes. But, I mean, that's the film that high school coaches and college coaches can show their players and say, it's awesome, doing windmill dunks and shooting threes, but if you don't do fundamental things like box out, you can't win. No matter how fancy your uniforms are, none of that matters if you don't do the fundamental things. And I was talking to Joel off the air. North Carolina is the best. They are the best, probably, rebounding team in the country, that's why I think they're going to wreck Gonzaga tonight, because I don't think Gonzaga is going to be able to bang with them. But those were two rebounds that, I mean, that wasn't like size and athleticism that got those rebounds. That was Bell just didn't box anybody out. He didn't put his ass in front of him, and North Carolina gets around, gets two easy rebounds, cheap rebounds. So one team was looking forward to running down and taking a shot that they really shouldn't have even got, because, I mean, you've got legitimate free throw shooters missing two in a row twice. I mean, everything was lined up for them, but again, if you don't do the fundamental things, especially in the college game, you don't do the fundamental things, you're not going to win.
No.
Especially against a team that's just more talented than you.
Yeah.
And North Carolina is significantly more talented than Oregon.
JS, you guys didn't stay for the championship? No, they didn't want us to stick around for an extra 3 days, I guess. But,
well, you had to come back for work.
I had
huh?
to come back for an appearance at Sam Houston on Saturday, so I actually flew back Friday night and then had a nice quiet weekend at home other than that. But, yeah, I would have liked to have stayed, but it's a lot of times for these events, they send us out there to talk about them, and then they want us to get the hell out of there.
My liver was done for anyway.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got back late Saturday night, but good times, though.
Yeah, it was I really like Phoenix, man. That's one of those places that is, it's on my list of if I move.
It's funny. It was so it was so much hotter here when I landed than when I took off, which is strange.
Yeah, it's fairly common because this time of year it's really cool at night there, and then it gets hot during the day. But it was pretty cool the whole time we were there. I mean, there was the one day it got to 80, but that's like 70 here.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel the same. So we'll have opening night baseball. We'll talk a little Astros. 5 o'clock hour, we'll give our predictions, which are worth absolutely nothing. But we'll do it anyway. D-Trent said in my Gal media bracket, I picked Zags versus USC for the championship without watching one game of college basketball. That's the kind of person that usually wins these things.
Well, if you picked Zags versus USC for the national championship, that's really weird considering they matched up in the Final Four.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if that's possible unless you had a faulty
bracket.
Unless
he means USC, the Southern California.
Or maybe he went. Maybe he meant UNC.
Maybe he meant UNC. I'm guessing that's what it is. I just want to say that I was not a big believer in Gonzaga.
I was not either, and I'm still not, but yeah. That's okay.
Well, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is and bet against him here. But
I was waiting for that number. It came out. It opened at 2. I got it at 2. Then it went to 1, and I got it again at 1.
Yeah,
so.
I got it at 1. So yeah. I feel pretty good about that. Essentially, that's a pick 'em, and I feel like I have the better team. But, yeah, Gonzaga's proved me wrong this entire tournament. I think I had him out in the second round. So we'll see how it plays out. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And a lot of other stuff happened. Tracy McGrady gets in the Hall of Fame. Rudy T doesn't. Joel and Barry talked about that a lot. I just don't put a lot of stock in the Basketball Hall of Fame. I think it's kind of a joke. And, yeah, so it's hard for me to work up any anger over it. I mean, if you some of the coaches that are in there, yeah, Rudy should be in there. But, you know, Tracy McGrady to me, kind of borderline.
I think he's very borderline, especially in compared my Hall to of guys
Fame,
like that.
In my Hall of Fame, he wouldn't be in there.
I don't think he would either.
And, I mean, it's nice that he got in.
But Jong mentioned every scoring champion ever gets in, which is kind of weird. Because, you know, you would think that there'd be guys who have one or two big seasons and then don't have a great career beyond that. But and T-Mac was a good scorer for a long time. But, I mean, you know what this tells you is that guys like Carmelo Anthony, who will probably never win anything but scored a lot of points, he'll be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I kind of think just player to player, I think Carmelo Anthony's a better player than
he is. That's what I'm saying. If Tracy McGrady's in, Carmelo's in for sure.
Yeah.
The big similarity in their career is they never accomplished anything, you know, championship-wise.
Yeah, I agree.
Although, you know what Carmelo can say is he won a championship in college, and since it's the Basketball Hall of Fame,
right?
I mean, at least he can put that on his resume.
I guess there's that. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Out here at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, great food, plenty to drink, great people out here. Get your butts on out here and have some fun. Watch your sports tonight and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time out here, guys, and all the games are on. You're going to have something to watch. Whatever game you're wanting to watch, they'll have it on for sure, including the national championship game. All right, guys, guess how many Americans are disgruntled employees, Fred?
Let's see. How many people do we have here? We have John, we have you, we have me.
The answer is more than half.
Wow, really?
Yeah. It could be a guy who used to work third shift scraping. This guy, Jason, used to work third shift scraping maggots out of garbage trucks wearing a hazmat suit. And then Jason went to my computer career, and he ditched his hazmat suit for a new IT career in less than 6 months. Look at that. So if you're disgruntled, you're not happy, see if the computer industry is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with zero IT experience. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get the skills and industry certifications you'll need to start your new career. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, so go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
We're not at Sam Houston Race Park. We are at Nick's Place.
Despite what
you might have just heard there a second ago. And not that we're at Sam Houston Race Park a lot. We're just don't happen to be there today.
We're not there today.
No, we're at Nick's Place, which is the place to be if you're going to get your hoops on tonight, or your baseball, or whatever. Opener for the Astros, and we'll do our picks in the next hour. But I'll tease this: I don't have them winning the division. I'm going to surprise people, I think.
You won't surprise me. Really? I don't. How about this, Fred? I don't have the Astros making the playoffs.
Okay. I have them in as the last wild card. That's my only. I'll give that away, but it's not. I don't have them winning the division. And I think I'm very concerned about the starting pitching. While I like the lineup a lot, and I think it's they've upgraded significantly, and it has a chance to be one of the better lineups in baseball. Very concerned about starting pitching once you get past 1 and 2, and if anything happens to those guys, oh my goodness. Yeah, D-Trent said he meant UNC. His stupid phone auto-corrected. So UNC auto-corrects to USC?
Maybe Gonzaga versus, since that's what it's been lately.
Maybe. 713-780-3776. The Dodgers are getting off to a good start here.
Yeah, it was 1-1, and Jock Peterson hit a grand slam, so that'll break open the game in a hurry.
And I'm pretty sure if you give Clayton Kershaw a 5-run lead, you're okay.
You're probably pretty
good.
You
should be okay, theoretically. A couple of things from Twitter. Brian says Astros opening day just isn't what it used to be. It's like any other game now. I don't know about that. I still think people make plans to go to opening day. A lot of people take the day off. I think it's still exciting. I just think it'd be a lot more exciting if it were on Sunday.
I think so too.
Nothing else happening, and it's just to me that's the perfect time to do it, rather than today where you are going to, some people might want to watch that basketball game.
Like me.
Yeah. You guys have lost your minds if you think Melo is better than Tracy.
Okay.
Yeah, my mind's gone. It's somewhere outside in the parking lot. I've lost it. Sorry, disagree. So once I said earlier today, Astros better score runs. This pitching staff is going to give up about 4 runs per. I think they will score runs. I feel good about the bullpen for the most part. I'm just worried about 3, 4, 5 in the starting pitching, and I'm counting on Keuchel having a bounce back year and McCullers being healthy. And if that's the case, I feel okay about 1 and 2. But man, if you want to win a division, you've got to be at least 4 deep with your starters.
I mean, the White Sox had Sale and Quintana last year, and they were horrible. Yeah. I mean, because they didn't have anybody beyond those guys. It's not as simple as that. And again, you're counting on things that aren't necessarily a given.
Oh, and I get that.
So, I'm not saying that those things can't happen, but I think it's probably safer to bet that one of those two things will happen. And if they do, you better hope that somebody else picks up somewhere.
Right, and I don't know who that person's going to be. I don't know that I see that person on the roster right now or even in the minors. I mean, there's some promising guys, but I'm just not as sold on any of them. But I feel like if that happens and those two guys are solid, then I still am just concerned because over a long schedule like that, you're still talking about the majority of your starts from guys you don't trust.
By the way, I just did some fact checking.
Yeah.
Carmelo, little over 5 points per game more averaged over his career than T-Mac.
Okay.
Better rebounder, better shooting percentage. Yeah. I think we're okay saying that Carmelo is better than T-Mac.
I can go get my mind out
of
the
truck. I think
you're okay.
Okay, yeah.
Good.
You're okay.
All right, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to text the show with hopefully better stuff than that, we will.
You're crazy, Fred.
Yeah, we're crazy.
We're crazy.
We've lost our minds. I probably have lost my mind, but that has nothing to do with...
No, nothing to do with T-Mac.
Carmelo Anthony and T-Mac, yeah. Some of the things that come out that you guys type in, you really should think about before you type it. Just a suggestion. But... King Felix tonight, you got that too. So there's plenty of reasons to go to the game tonight. I was going to stay here. I was actually going to get a service to bring me out here and just stay here and watch the games.
Yeah.
But I got to get home and get the dog out, unfortunately. So I hate being a parent.
Hard times.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks. Any of these other baseball games interest you today? Obviously, it's always fun when Kershaw pitches.
Yeah, nothing jumps off at me. I mean, I'd like to watch the Astros. I'd like to watch the Rangers and the Indians. That's the other game that kind of stands out to me, but we won't get to watch either. Well, I mean, I'll get to watch them, but not with sound on.
Right. That's basically the same way I'm going to do it. I'm going to have both TVs in there. The sound will be on the basketball, and And the other TV, I'll just kind of flip between. Plus, there's a hockey game I want to watch tonight, too.
Yeah, so. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, that third, that second TV is going to get a lot of action. Lamont asked, were you more shocked the Patriots entertained AP or more shocked that he left without a contract? I'm not shocked at all that they talked to him. I think they're trying to put a little pressure on LeGarrette Blount to resign. And I'm not shocked that he left without a contract because I could see the Patriots making a move like that at some point. But I think a lot of it was just leverage. Try to let LeGarrette Blount know, hey, if you don't sign, we're going to sign this
guy. We got options. Yeah. Guys who've got a little more skins on the wall than you.
Yeah, and I don't know how interested they really are in him, but at least they talked to him. So, Black Spotted Zebra said, if you don't want to talk about Hall of Fame in baseball, you could touch on WrestleMania last night.
I didn't watch WrestleMania.
Oh, no, sorry.
My
I do know Undertaker retired.
My subscription was expired. I got it the 1 month deal because it was free for a month, and then I accidentally forgot to shut it off, which I always do with anything that's got a recurring charge. So I ended up paying $10, and then I got an email that said, "So by the time I my $10 thing hit, then I cancel it, and it lasts through the end of the month that's paid." And then it was like, your subscription expires, you know, Sunday, which is 1 week before WrestleMania.
Right.
Are you sure you want to leave us? And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
I hate when I do that, when I sign up for something.
It always happens to me.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's just you miss the little check mark where it automatically sets up auto-renew. I hate that. Somebody's wants to get the hashtag where is my mind going. That makes sense. damn it, can we discuss the merits of McGrady to the Baseball Hall of Fame?
I guess we might as well.
Yeah, I don't think he even made the Skeeters Hall of Fame.
No.
But, oh well.
Better or worse than Tim Tebow? Coin flip?
Coin flip, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically, if Carmelo played for the Rockets, he'd be a better player than T-Mac. That's true. That's just Rocket fan trying not to make sense. But the only thing I know from WrestleMania is that The Undertaker retired at the end of his match.
I know that, and I heard that Brock Lesnar beat Goldberg.
Okay.
And
I didn't see that.
The guy that won the Royal Rumble, Randy Orton, he got to be in the main event. I don't know who he went against, but he won.
Okay.
So that's my takeaway from the Royal Rumble.
No, it was WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
Yeah, come on, get it right.
Sorry,
man.
Whatever.
That's it. Then you got, now you'll have Raw tonight, which is always big.
No,
you're not going to watch Raw?
No.
Damn. Okay. Just trying to see what the limits are here. But, I know people get into that. Did you see the photo I tweeted out of Jerome when he was playing basketball with The Undertaker in high school? That was pretty cool. Craig Larson found that, just sent it to me.
Really?
Yeah, and so I decided, well, all right, I asked Jerome before I tweeted it out. But
why? Did you ask The Undertaker?
No. I don't know The Undertaker. I know Jerome. But, yeah, sometimes people just be like, man, don't do that. That'll make me look bad. But other than more hair, Jerome looks exactly the same.
Wasn't he wearing, like, goggles or something?
Yeah.
Sock game super strong, too.
Yeah. Well, that was the 80s, man. That's a long time ago. Drunk Bevo wants a WWE segment that the intern can host.
Juggalo Trey doesn't watch wrestling.
Which surprises me.
Yeah, he looks like the kind of guy who would watch wrestling, but he doesn't.
Yeah. He'd be perfect for it, except he's not into it. That's kind of a problem. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, if you're down in Webster, you want to go, they'll have two screens up. I bet you one of them has the Astros. I bet you one of them has the NCAA. You can watch them both at Saloon Door Brewing. They've got those two great projector screens on the wall. They're always playing sports. So there's a good way right there. You can go and watch both games and be happy. And it's a very cool place, man. Lots of great beers to choose from. The people are fantastic. It's an awesome atmosphere, and it's Webster's Brewery. And if you're down that way, that's the place to go. They have all kinds of other stuff going on. Wednesday night will be trivia night. That's a big night there, so you know, get a chance, go play trivia. Always fun. Thursdays they have the Brews and Bites from 4 to 9 with food pairings with beers, catering by Missing Meals. That food is really, really good. And we get down there about once a month, and we'll be getting down there very soon again. Can't wait. But just an awesome place run by awesome people, Jason and Austin and Jeff and Josh and all the gang. Very easy to find. 105 Magellan Circle, Suite A in Webster. Less than half a mile behind Cinemark and Cheddar's off I-45 South. And make sure you tell me heard about them on the Blitz. They will take care of you. That's Saloon Door Brewing, saloondoorbrewing.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Who knew you'd be hated for being who you are? And be a big target for all the insecure.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Very easy to find, right off Westheimer. If you've never been here, then shame bell for you. But it's in between Tanglewild and Janetta, basically. So very easy to find. And right behind the Shell station that you see on Westheimer. So come on out. And speaking of high school, guy I went to high school with always hangs out here, Daryl. We played baseball together as kids, so I don't think there's any photos of us running around, though.
Who's in better shape now?
Oh, he is.
Oh, man.
He's a black man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got no chance.
Yeah. He's got a genetic advantage on you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, man.
Black don't crack, Fred.
No, it doesn't.
Black don't crack.
Doesn't. But
whatever you are, cracks, crumbles, melts, you name it. Black don't crack, though.
4-9 asks, Fred, long-winded question, but hear me out. If Vegas expects Astros to win more games than they lose, theoretically, would it be strategic to bet the money line on every game since you'd win more than you'd lose if they play their season according to expectation? I'd never do this, but I'm curious what the reasons are for not using this strategy. Because a lot of those games, they're going to be minus 140, minus 160, and they're going to be favored more often than they're underdogs, I would think. And that being the case, you find out that it probably either is a money loser or a break even at best, unless they exceed expectations. But I mean, it's a good way to think, to correlate things like that with win totals. And yeah, it's one of the things we talked with RJ about. I honestly don't bet baseball at all except occasional win totals. I did bet under 90 on the Astros. I don't think they're winning 90 games.
Yeah.
And if they do, I'm not going to be unhappy. So.
I think at a minimum the team is interesting, which
yeah.
is good because we went through a lot of years here where the team wasn't interesting, and that's the worst.
Yeah. Oh, God. There were years going in where you knew they were going to just be pathetic.
Yeah.
And now you at least know they're going to be competitive. They're going to be in the race, and they've got a legitimate lineup now. That's the thing. It wasn't that long ago when it was Jose Altuve and eight guys who didn't even belong in AAA,
yeah,
and a bunch of pitchers who aren't even in the league anymore. And that was
to be fair. Brett Wallace raked at AAA.
Yeah. Oh, Brett Wallace was a badass at AAA.
Don't you dare question his AAA credentials.
But you had some guys like J.D. Martinez who went on to develop somewhere else. But for the most part, there was just nothing to get excited about with this team. And that was a relatively long process. And I think you lose some fans that way. And at the time, the Rangers got good. You used to never see Rangers hats in Houston, ever.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, they've got a foothold because they've had a very competitive team, and the Astros have been an afterthought. And it's easy to start looking at other teams when you do that. And that's one of those things, and I don't want to get back into the dynamic pricing thing, but that's why you charge more when the Red Sox and the Yankees and teams like that come to town, because and the Cubs, because people want to see them. And you know, I think the Astros lost a lot there, and now they're starting to build it back up. And I'd like to see it get back to the way it was when they had Bagwell and Biggio and those cats. But, you know, they barely missed the playoffs last year, clowns. What's different with the pitching? Line up way better. What's different with the pitching is, for one thing, well, you're not even going to start. Colin McHugh is your third starter, a guy whose ERA was over four.
And who's starting the year on the
DL. The back end of the pitching is a concern. And you know, and you're counting on one of those guys being better than they have been their entire career. I mean, Mike Fiers is a fourth or fifth starter at best. Well, that's what he's going to be. The problem is you have three fourth or fifth starters in the rotation. That's not good enough. It's certainly not good enough to win a World Series. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to go out and get a big arm before the trade deadline. And I think that's where I would kind of hold my hopes if I'm an Astros fan, is at some point they'll go out and get somebody. But if Keuchel doesn't bounce back and if McCullers can't stay healthy, who's the best pitcher? Who's your number one starter? What did I just say about McCullers? If he can't stay healthy.
If McCullers can't stay healthy and Keuchel's hurt or yeah. Keuchel's not himself. Yeah. I think the reality is Keuchel, even if he's what he was last year, he's your number one starter if McCullers is hurt. And that's why I say I just don't think it's good enough. And maybe it is, but I think they're just very borderline on how good they can be. And the other thing is, you know, I don't know that everybody on this team, everyone's saying like, oh, well, everyone's going to hit at the level they did last year. And I don't know if that's true. You know,
well, I don't think they need to, because I think you've got more guys who can produce runs. So I think offensively they're going to be better. But the reality is that's not going to be enough. Over 162 games, you're going to have to get quality starting pitching, and I don't see where it's going to come from. And you know, I still think in the Giles trade they gave up too much in terms of starting pitching, because even if you had one of those guys here, you'd feel a little bit better about it. And they don't. So, yeah, that's sorry to pee all over your starting rotation, but I also think it's silly to ignore that you might have some issues there. 713-780-3776.
Not to mention they still have one left-hander in the bullpen.
Yeah,
who isn't really that good at getting left-handers out.
Right.
So,
yeah, although, I think the bullpen I'm less worried about. I think there's enough depth there on the whole, but there's going to have to be depth there, because the reality is I just don't think you're going to have starting pitchers go deep in games throughout the rotation, and you're going to need that bullpen.
Yeah,
and that's where they can get worn down, but we'll see. I still think they're a very good team. They're a very interesting team, but I also think if you're going to sit here and tell me that rotation is good enough as is right now, I'll respectfully disagree with you.
Yeah.
713-780-3776. Hey, guess who took a night off last night? Your buddy James Harden.
He did. And
how is this going to affect his bid to be MVP?
I don't know. I'll say what will affect his bid more than taking a night off is the fact that Russell Westbrook's been playing out of his mind the last week, and James Harden's been playing like garbage. So if anything, that's what's affecting it. And maybe he realized that he's got to get himself right. Because I really feel like that's what he's playing for right now. And to be fair, I think that's what Russell Westbrook's playing for right now.
Yeah.
So any stat padding and things like that goes on is no surprise to me. But, yeah, I think he realized that maybe if he keeps playing like this for the rest of the season, like he did the last three games, he's not going to win the MVP. So maybe it's better to take that game off, get yourself right, and try and come back. Hope he's at closer to 100%. For my money, dude, sit out until you are at 100%.
Right.
And, you know, try to be healthy for the playoffs.
Not playing well is not going to help your it's not going to help your MVP case. It's not going to hurt your case to sit out a few games.
And I know, in my opinion, the Rockets don't have a chance to win the title. I'm sure they believe they do.
Yeah. I hope they do.
So if that's the case, wouldn't you –
I know Joel believes that because I heard him say they were a legitimate title contender earlier today. When I was
all
listening.
Right. I didn't hear that, but yeah. Fair enough. I don't believe that, but I know that there are people that do, and I know there are people in the organization that must. I just don't I don't know. I guess I get the importance of the MVP, but if I really believe this team had a chance to win, that would be secondary to me.
I tend to agree. But, you know, that's where you, you know, that's where all this comes to, comes down to what do you think is important. And I don't think it hurts him at all to sit out a few games. I really don't. And,
well, I mean, they're playing games against teams that I don't think are going to beat them anyway.
Right.
You know, they play one more playoff team for the rest of the season, the Clippers. Everybody else is scrubs.
Yeah.
I mean, these are games that James should be able to sit out conceivably and still have a chance to win. That's just like they did against Phoenix.
Yeah, and the thing is, from his perspective, those are teams he also will put up a bunch of ridiculous numbers against. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And
they put up a bunch of ridiculous numbers against Phoenix without him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's,
what, 123?
It's kind of easy to do.
Yeah.
But I think he's I mean, he's had such a great season. I don't think you mess with it right now. You get him out of there. You let him get ready for the playoffs because he is the one guy you have to have when the playoffs start. And if they don't have him, they've got no chance of getting out of the first round, in my opinion. I just don't see it. A couple other things I wanted to get to, although we're kind of late in the segment here, but that's all right. The one thing I want to get back to on the Astros, the one thing I do like is not just that the lineup's better, but they've got some depth there. I mean, where's Evan Gattis? The guy had 32 homers last year, and he was batting ninth the other day. And there's going to be times when he's not even on the field. So I do think that they – and I'm not as high on some of the other guys. Like, I'm not high on Reddick at all. I wouldn't have spent that money on him. But I do like the fact that they're going to be able to trot a lineup out there every day that has legitimate major league hitters in every spot. And that's something that you haven't been able to say a lot about them over the years. Not since the Bagwell, Biggio, Bergman days when they had those kind of players. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We got a lot more to get to, including some fun stuff, so don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize that outdoor living area, and you want to do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Call the pros at Allied to get your backyard ready. They can renovate your faded pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay, which will give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. Troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home so it looks great, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. If you currently got a blank slate in the backyard, they'll build it from the ground up, whether you want a functional concrete patio or you want to go big boy and get the outdoor kitchen and patio cover you've been dreaming of. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they'll help you save money as well. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom in the Beltway or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's Place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Nexen Tire is leading in warranty in the tire industry. Nexen has exclusive free roadside assistance. Have a flat tire, Nexen will change your tire to on your vehicle for free. Nexen has the fastest growing tire brand trusted by automotive manufacturers. Check out Nexen Tire at NexenTireUSA.com. Also, we'll let you know, Gonzaga versus North Carolina coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. tonight right here on ESPN 97.5. And Kevin Kugler, who you heard on the show last week, with the call. So that should be entertaining. A couple things from Twitter real quick. Hot Tracy sent us the picture of the new Mama June and asked, would we hit it? I think you responded no. I would respond with hell no.
Okay.
Not because, and she looks better, but I mean, she's still a four at best, maybe a three, and she's crazy. I'm not messing with crazy anymore. I'm too old for that. I need stability in my side pieces.
She is an earner, though.
She is an earner. She's a very good
earner. She's got that honey boo-boo making the bucks.
Yeah, but it's not worth it. I don't need that much of an earner anymore.
Okay.
So I'll pass. And the other one, Lamont asked about if you're the Texans, do you take a drive up, drive half the medical center staff up to Arlington to try out Lord Romo? They made it. The one thing is Jerry Jones did say teams could talk to him, and if you're the Texans, yeah, you definitely go talk to him, give him a physical. You have your doctors look at him. You do all that stuff. You do your due diligence. You actually interview him. You know, don't do what you did with Brock, because that didn't work. And make sure that it's going to be a good fit for you. But yeah, you have to do all that stuff. It's just
due diligence,
exactly. And you know, you might get in there and find out that, oh, dude, this guy's back. 84% chance it's going to snap by game two.
Mm.
Then you probably pass, right?
Yeah. Well, at this point, I don't know if he can pass, because then...
Well, what's your options?
If you don't bring in Tony Romo, you've basically wasted your offseason.
Yeah, I think that's it, because they've done nothing else except lose players. They were able to get rid of Osweiler. That's great. But if you don't fill that with somebody better, then I got to say it's a negative.
Hey, thoughts and prayers to the Padres' ERA today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Corey Sager... Gonzo, 12-1 now, bottom of the fifth.
Ooh.
Clayton Kershaw's winning percentage with an 11-run lead in the fifth inning has got to be out of this world, I would guess. I don't know exactly what it is, but if you put the over under 99%, I'd probably take over.
Probably. Yeah, probably. 8-3-2.
Oppo, too.
Yeah, that was crazy. He's pretty good.
He's good at sport.
I think he's a MVP candidate in the NL.
He's my MVP pick.
He's your
not,
pick?
Not to spoil our game later on in the show.
It's
sorry,
next segment.
But yeah, he's my pick.
My
pick was someone else, but then he hit a three-run homer. I changed it.
So now
I'm off to a good start. Yeah. So
okay. 832 asked, do you ever get confronted by the local sports talent you talk about? I'm guessing it means like Bill O'Brien and people like it. No, they don't care.
No.
And if they confronted me, I just tell them, get a life. If you care about what we think about you. I'm sure Bill O'Brien cares what people say about him.
I can't imagine he cares what we think.
Yeah. I know they actually pay attention because they get mad when we say stuff. But I don't really care. It's you know, he has his job. His job is to go out there and run a really crappy offense. And my job is to talk about it. So, you know, that's run a better offense. I'll say nice things. Pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
Casino Jay wants to know who will hit the most home runs on the Astros and how many does he hit? I'm going to go with Correa. I think this is his breakout
that's
year.
That's kind of my lean.
I think this is his breakout year, and I think he's going to hit 34.
Okay.
And that's going to lead the team.
I'm going to say he hits 31, and that leads the team.
Why do you want to sell him short? Why you got to put three fewer homers on him?
31's still a pretty good number.
Yeah, it is. But I think that's I think he has – a breakout year, and
I think if Gattis had playing time, he would lead.
Yeah,
but he won't have playing time.
No. Well, you say that, but then somebody gets hurt. You know.
Yeah, but it's. I think it's unlikely that he has enough playing time to lead the team in home runs. That's all.
Yeah, I still think he's going to hit 24, 25.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, guy hit 32 last year.
Only had a full-time gig last year.
Yeah, but he's going to play a lot. He may not be a full-time everyday player, but he's going
to
play a lot.
I was surprised to see that Brian McCann was hitting eighth. Which
yeah, why don't you give the people the lineup there?
I don't have it anymore, but I can find it. But I saw the lineup today, and none of it really surprised me except for that. Because I kind of was under the impression that it was going to be Springer, Bregman, Altuve, Correa, Beltran, which it is. That's
right.
Your first five.
Right.
And then I thought it would be McCann, Reddick, Gurriel, Aoki.
Yeah.
And instead it's Reddick 6, Gurriel 7, McCann 8, Aoki 9. So changed up a little. I mean, I say changed up a little from what was expected, at least what I expected. So
yeah, I'm not as high on Reddick as they seem to be. I think he should be farther down. But
and then they've got their three bench guys: Gattis, Gonzalez, Mariznick. So
well, and Gattis and Gonzalez are both useful players. I think Mariznick's one of those guys.
Mariznick is useful as a defensive replacement.
A defensive replacement, but yeah. as a guy you can fill in the lineup every now and then. I haven't been a fan. I know they thought he was going to develop into something, and it really hasn't happened.
Yeah.
All right, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And when we come back next segment, we will do our baseball predictions and get them out of the way. And apparently there's a Rockets update for you. Sam Decker underwent surgery today on his injured hand.
Thoughts and prayers?
Yeah, thoughts and prayers to a guy who probably wasn't going to play in the playoffs anyway. All right. There's the music. Quick break. Want to remind you, we are at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Come on out. Get ready. Game's on everywhere. We're able to watch the Dodgers right here. But all the games are on. So if you have a favorite team, I guarantee you can come watch them. And they'll have the game on tonight, the National Championship of College Basketball. We're going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.